Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Mishnayos, Masechta Makos. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about a lav with the punishment of Malkus relating to a Nazir, having to do with the drinking of wine. Similarly, another lav, which has to do with the fact that a Nazir is not supposed to be Metame himself to a mace, is discussed here in Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Hoyo Metame Lameisim Kol Hayoyim. What if a Nazir, after being warned that he should not be metame to a mace, they warned him once at the beginning of the day, and he went ahead and he was metame himself to many mesim, one after the other, kol hayom. Ein chayev, similar to the previous mission, ein chayev alachas. He's only chayev on one lav and one malchus. Amrulay, what if they told him, as he was being metame individually to each mace, they told him you shouldn't do it, so there was a separate hasra, a separate warning for each mace. Al tatame, they told him before being metame to each mace, do not be metame because you are a nazir and you're not allowed to be metame to a mace. Vayi metame, and he disregarded them, and nevertheless he was metame each time. Chayev al kolachas v'yachas, he is chayev, he's over an alav, and he's chayev malchus for each individual tuma. What if the third lav we mentioned, you're not supposed to drink wine, has to be metame to mace, and you're also not supposed to shave, cut your hair? What if he was doing this, again, they warned him you're not supposed to cut your hair, and he was busy cutting his hair throughout the day? If it was one hasra, one warning, he would only be chayev one malchus. Amalai, what if by each cutting they told him, al tegalach, and he nevertheless was cutting his hair? Chayev al kolachas v'yachas. He would be chayev malchus on each cutting, in each case where he got hasra. Now the Mishnah discusses a case of malchus that apparently has nothing to do with the nazir, but it's thrown in here. It has to do with kilayim, which is wearing shatnez, combining different materials that the Torah prohibits us from combining, wool and linen. Hayulavush kolayim. If somebody was wearing kolayim kol hayom, after being told that this is kolayim and you shouldn't wear kolayim, in a chayev alachas, he's only chayev once for the act of wearing the beged that had kolayim. Amrulay, what if they told him al tilbash? There were numerous actions during the day, and they told him each time, do not wear this beged, and he who poshed velovish. And he is taking it off and putting it on. In other words, he's taking off different begadim and putting them on. The Bartanura says that according to at least the initial understanding of the Gemara, he doesn't actually have to change the begadim, but even if he had the same beged on, but he just simply took his head out of the beged as if he was about to take it off and he put it back on, that's poshet velovish. And each time he was warned by the Edim that you're not supposed to do this, so he would get malchus for each act. The maskana of the Gemara is that he doesn't even have to do that much. He doesn't have to take his head out of the beged, but as long as there was an amount of time that passed between each warning that he was able to take the beged off, and he didn't, and he kept it on, that would be enough for him to be chayev malchus for each hasra, for each wearing, even though he did not take it off and he wore it steady throughout the day. Chayev al-kolachas v'yachas. That's the case, the end of Mishnah Ches. Now, Mishnah Tes talks about an interesting case where the Mishnah tries to show us that a person can do one act and nevertheless be chayiv numerous lavim and numerous malchus for that one act. And of course, the Bartanur points out that the warning from the Edim would have to cover all of the different lavim that are included in this one act. The Mishnah says, Yesh Choresh Telem Echod. There is an instance where a person can plow a telem echad, a furrow or a mound of earth, the chayev alav, and by doing that act of plowing, he would be chayev mishum shmona lavim for eight lavim, and therefore, by extension, eight malchus, provided that the edim warned him about the eight lavim in advance and said, if you do such and such, you're going to be over an eight lavim. What are the eight lavim? So, first of all, hachoresh b'shar b'chamor. If a person used a shar and a chamor, which is kalayim, two types of animals that you're not supposed to mix. So that's one lav. Vein mukadashim, and happen to be that they're also hektish. The case of the shor, it is mukdash as a carbon. It was set aside as a carbon. The case of a chamor, it was mukdash. It was set aside for the bedek habayis to be used in the mishkan and the beis hamikdash. But in either case, they were set aside for hegdish, and they should not have been used for chulin, for mundane, everyday, non-hegdish tasks. So that's number two. The kalayim bakarim, and they were used to plow a field where there were different minim, and so therefore there was kalayim in a vineyard, bakarim. That's three. Bashvias, it's also on a shmita year where you're not allowed to work the field. V'yomtov, and it happened to have been on yomtov. So that's five. V'choin v'nozir b'veis hatoma, and you had a case that it was the person doing the plowing was a kohen and a nozir in beis hatoma, so it happened to have been in a beis hatoma, and he was metame. So that's the case of having numerous lavim connected with one act. Chananya ben Chachinoy Omer, Reb Chananya ben Chachinoy said, af halovish kalayim, if the person, the kohen or the nozir, who was doing the plowing and the Beis HaTuma was wearing kelayim, a beged of kelayim, that would also be another lav included in this one act. Amar Lai, the Tanakhama, who did not include this as an example, says, Eina Hashem, it's not the same act. A person plowing the field, all the things that we described has to do with the person plowing the field. The act of wearing a beged that has shatness is a separate act. It's not connected, and that's why we didn't list it. So Amar Lo, Eina Hashem, it's not the same thing. It's not the same act. Amar Lahem, he responded to them, the reason I think you should include it is because Aflo HaNazir Hu Hashem, the Kohen and the Nazir is also not really connected with the act. It didn't have to be a Kohen or a Nazir. It's the fact that the Kohen or the Nazir is becoming Tami has nothing to do with the Harisha. It has nothing to do with the plowing. It has to do with the fact that they happen to walk into an area that there is tuma, but it has nothing to do with the plowing. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama, who disagrees with Reb Menachachino's reasoning, holds that, well, the plowing could not take place by itself. The animal needs to be managed and needs to be led by the human being. And so therefore, since the human being had to be at this place in order to make the plowing take place, and this place happened to have been a Beis HaTumah, so it's all connected to the plowing, and therefore they included the Kohen V'Nozer B'Beis HaTumah, but not the example that Chananya ben Chachinoy added of wearing kilayim. That's the end of Mishnah Tes, and Amir Tzashem will continue with Mishnah Yud next.